This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Joy, broadcasting live from Midsummer Carnival, thanks to our sponsor, Dr. Bronis.
Well, who can believe it's 2 minutes past 3 and I'm with Tom and Warren. This is Tom with my special guest and husband, Wayne. We're coming to you live from the carnival at Midsummer 2019. Hello, my love.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Unfortunately, I do need to apologise that Wayne is probably half under the weather as it is. I've told him to stop drinking. What are you doing on the air drinking?
I haven't. I've had a few lemonades and I've been doing the Wangella picnic.
So we have got lots and lots of visitors coming down here to visit us with Joy. We are down along one of the main stages underneath lots of palm trees. Come on down and say hello. We've got multiple people here to talk to you. We're selling merchandise. We're plugging the Joy.
And I'm loving the bags this year.
We got a tote bag.
I know. I love the tote bag.
Well, I'm hoping that you're going to buy me one and you're going to go home and get my bedazzle around. You're going to bedazzle and bedazzle and bedazzle.
I burnt the Del Montes.
You burnt the Del Montes. So we've got lots of things on today. So coming on today, we're going to be talking to a bunch of hot men. They're called the Argonauts and they are some LGBT rowers. Hello. We're waving to all our lovely people.
Are they coming in their lycra?
Well, I have asked them to. All I know, there's going to be a lot of things called cocks and stroking going on. So I've got myself all lubed up and ready for the day. As well as that, we're going to be talking to some lovely people here called Ben and Gabe, who do Morning Glory here.
And I love that show.
And they're going to talk to us about some of the things that happen, what we're selling here at Joy. And what else have we got going on? What is your favourite thing you've seen today?
Oh, look, it has to be the drags going around Carnival. Some of the best one I've seen so far is the RMIT girl. She looks like she's got the botanical garden on her head.
Oh, has she?
Oh, it was amazing. It was incredible.
And has she been watered?
No, she was parched.
There was no watering happening.
So I did a bit of misting. She was fine.
Well, fantastic. We're with my hubby, Wayne. And what are you going to do for the rest of the day?
Oh, look, for the rest of the day, I'm just going to go for a wander. There's so much to see here. Like, this year is incredible. The amount of stalls and markets to go and have a look at and some of the interesting things. And even the acts. The acts are amazing.
Do you know
and
what
there is
been...
a bit of star spotting at the moment.
Oh,
I actually got to see a little Tim and Anthony Kalia.
Well, I got to touch up Anthony Kalia as well. It's a bit of inappropriate doll touching. We did go on. We did have a little feel up over there in the corner. I've asked him to come back. But you know what I've enjoyed about today is, you know, when we came here 10 years ago, it was full of gay men, lesbians. It's so great to see that LGBT families out here today. It's full of prams. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're an ally, you're an LG, you're a B, you're a T, you're a Q, you're questioning. Come on down. We've got a few more hours to go.
It's been amazing. Just the kids down here and the families and just the smiles on their faces and the joy that they're having down here today is incredible. And it's so good to see that in a place, in a city like Melbourne, that we can hold an event like this where it's completely inclusive of everyone and everyone's together, regardless whether it's the Bears and the Twinks are all loving each other, the gays and the lesbians are loving each other.
I would like to know what channel that's on. Bears and Twinks loving each other? It's called Animal Planet, isn't
it? No, yeah, it's called The Third Isle.
That's The Third Isle. Look, make sure you get yourself down here to Midsummer Carnival 2019. We're at the beginning of our Midsummer Festival. We've got so much art, we've got festivals, we've got things to do. We're here, we're queer, and we're going to keep moving. We're down here at Melbourne's Midsummer Carnival. We're coming out of the Joy tent. We've got lots and lots of people going. Let me tell you, sun's out and guns are out. So get on down here and check out all
and
the hotties.
So are the shorty shorts and the shorty skirts.
Isn't it really nice to know those short shorts are getting shorter?
And so are the skirts.
The skirts are getting shorter. Well, we've been really lucky here today. We've got our merchandise stall going on here.
I know. We've got lots down here. We've got badges and we've got stickers. And what I'm loving this time around is we've got badges that are themed. So you can, depending on what you're channeling, or who you're feeling today, you can actually have a badge.
What do you mean?
Well, they're things. So you can either have a gay badge or a trans badge or an intersex badge or a married badge.
So you want to give me a badge that will label me and put me in a box? I don't want to be in a box. We're here at Joy, and in Joy we break out of boxes.
Well, no, it's up to you what you're feeling, and they're all colour-coded too, like the rainbow.
So this means very good acts. What have you caught down there at the stage? I saw Frock Hudson. He is my fave.
Well, I got to miss Dolly because you wanted to go get a drink.
Oh, we didn't see Dolly?
No, we missed Dolly.
Well, look, there's so much. We've got plenty more to go. I think we've got up until 6 o'clock. The stage goes. After that, we've got a tea dance. It goes on until God knows when of the night.
I'll be in bed by then.
So, like all the LGBTIQ community, we all have Mondays off. So no boss will expect anyone at work tomorrow. It's the beginning of carnival. We don't go to work tomorrow.
So you're ringing my boss, are you?
Well, that's my job. That's what we do.
Oh, okay, we'll see.
You're with Tom and Warren's Thursday Breakfast Show from Joy 94.9 down at the 2019 Midsummer Carnival.
How many times do I have to tell you? It's not Warren, it's Wayne.
Well, technically, it's the Tom and Warren Show. I don't know, we've been doing it for now 9 months. Multi-award winning community radio show. Well, multi-award winning in my mental mind anyway. But look, we're down here at the Midsummer Carnival. We're down here having a look. We're selling off merchandise. But now we have a very special guest. We've got a very handsome young man here. Well, I'll say young because you're younger than me, sweetheart.
So no, that's fine. That's fine.
We got Jeff from Street Smart.
That's correct. Welcome. No, thank you very much. No, it's great to be down here.
Well, Jeff, what is Street Smart?
So Street Smart is a charity that we engage with the homelessness community, where we work with grassroots organisations across Australia. But this month, it's really exciting because we have a partnership with Dr. Bronner's.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so basically we've got proceeds from their deluxe packs being sold, all coming towards a campaign that's around LGBTQI and the more mature cohort that sit within that, that are often isolated from finding accommodation services.
Well, definitely. I mean, look, homeless affects everyone across the board. It
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter of your age, your race, you know, what social, you know, education you came from. But really, the LGBTIQ have a higher percentage of people, especially in the young, and then through some of the older.
Yep.
So is there special challenges for the LGBT community that you find that are different to the, you know, the norms?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it really is around the services that are on offer. Traditionally, the services that are provided to people experiencing homelessness or at risk of it, the services are there and have been there for quite some time. Often people will experience isolation and that are segmented from accessing those services. And as well, it's really around the people within the community of LGBTQI and knowing of where to access those services and feeling comfortable of getting those services.
Well, you know, half of it out there is you don't know where to go.
Correct.
Because when you're feeling lost and you're lonely, you're not having that the support of maybe a family member, as, you know, a lot of LGBT might have lost their family over time.
Yep.
Yeah, when you don't have someone, you know, with your back, you just walk around in a circle, you don't know where to go.
Yeah.
So your guys are basically, we come to you and you will direct us into maybe the right organisation that will fit for us or help us find places?
So Street Smart, really, we engage with over 570 community organisations.
Okay.
So our job is to really raise funds for those local grassroots organisations, those organisations that might have one or two people. So Street Smart injects a level of funding to be able to do advocacy, find more services and reach out to that community that need that service.
And how do you guys get your funding? Do you get it from the government or are you looking for it's totally donation?
Absolute donation. So it is people like Dr. Bronner's and organisations that partner at activations like today.
Yeah.
But as well, you know, we're out there speaking to other companies. It's all about the public. It's all about our donors and our members as well. So jumping on board the Street Funder campaign monthly and seeing which issue is really tackling homelessness right now.
Yep.
And jumping aboard and being a part of it.
Jeff, how many people are impacted by this?
Look, it's quite a complex number. It can range from 385,000. Most recently where I've seen that, you know, 85,000 were rejected of services and that there was nothing there for them. On average, every night, it's around 125,000 people that sit within Australia that are facing homelessness or at risk of that. So
I read a report last year that was saying, a report was done in Melbourne, and they were saying 25% of the homeless in Melbourne were, you know, kids.
Yeah.
LGBTI kids that have either run away or been forced to leave their homes,
yep.
and primarily from the regional areas.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real metropolitan and regional focus. We've got the guys, say, here in Melbourne, Youth Projects, that really do a lot of work with the youth in the LGBTQI sector. So they do some amazing work. That's one of the projects that we fund and inject some funds to them for services.
So let's just think to recommend, they'd be better to come and talk to an organisation like yourself before you find yourself homeless. So when you can see yourself getting into trouble, you know, come and contact you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How can we get onto you?
So www.streetsmartaustralia.org. It's the best way.
That easy.
Yeah, it's that easy. There's, again, in Melbourne itself, there's Youth Projects right in Hosier Lane, which they've got a cafe there. You can walk in and get services straight away.
Fantastic.
How can people support you? How can they donate and, you know, obviously support with what you're doing?
Yeah, look, there's the Street Funder campaign each month. So hashtag Street Funder, website Street Funder. And it's basically putting in a monthly donation. It can be $1. It can be a one-off donation in saying that as well. But any sort of level of injection into that, you know, and it's about advocacy and education to the public with that too. So
look, it's very important that the LGBTIQ community do get behind our elders and make sure that we do support them by giving money to organisations like yourself.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for coming in.
Thanks so much, guys. It's good to see you.
You guys are angels. You do a lot of job. Thank you so much for coming.
No, pleasure. Thanks again.
Joy, broadcasting live from Midsummer Carnival. Thanks to our sponsor, Dr. Bros.
Get naked with Dr. Bromer and their certified organic fair trade soap range. Why not come on down and check out our Pure Castle liquid soap? And let me tell you, they are naked here at the stall. It's worth the visit. Look, you're with Tom and Warren from Thursday Breakfast here at Joy 94.9. Today I have special guest, but I have my husband here, Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
After 19 years, that's all I get.
After 19 years, I deserve a lot more. But look, no, we're not here to talk about us now.
I know, I'm sitting here perving at something next to me.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the screen. Thank you, my love. Today we're going to be talking to Melbourne's Argonauts. It is Australia's first LGBTIQ plus rowing club and one of only the handful of independent LGBT rowing clubs in the world. We have Josh and the handsome Tony in Lycra. Look at that.
How come he gets handsome?
Well, he's in Lycra.
We are going to talk about your hand-knitted jumper in a moment.
Yeah. As long as I get a second, that's fine.
It's very good. Well, I did find Josh over there. He wasn't rowing in his boat. He was over at the special crafts, you know, the special tent knitting over there, making all that. Now, look, we're here to make fun. Now, we've got you over here. So you guys are rowers. So you sit in a little boat and you go row. The reason I wanted you here, because I believe there's someone at the front called the cock.
Cox.
Multiple cocks.
So who does he get to stroke, or do you stroke the cocks?
He gets everybody to stroke in time, hopefully.
So here's the man that goes stroke, 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 stroke.
Well, yes.
Constantly stroking. Yes.
Yeah. So driving us on.
How did you get involved in it?
When I lived in the UK, you see all these handsome rowers go up and down. And when I moved here, I thought Australia is a great opportunity. Started rowing, and then I got brought into the Argonauts. I thought, well, you know, gay and lesbian club is, you know, and do I need to? But absolutely, it's been fabulous. I've made some of the best friends I've ever had. Such a great community club. And just the breadth of and people and backgrounds and experiences and ages from 20 to 70. It's just a wealth of information and experience.
Accountants, lawyers, people who are unemployed, anyone and everything growing.
Everything, yeah.
And what's your position there, Josh? What do you do on the boat?
I stroke.
Oh, you're a stroker?
I am the stroke.
You
I
are
stroke,
the stroke,
everybody.
Are you at the front, the middle, or the end?
The front?
Depends which way you look at it. I'd like to say it's at the back. I'm sitting right behind you, 70.
So, as the Argonaut, which is Australia's LGBTIQ rowers.
Yes.
Does everyone invite it? Is it, you know?
Absolutely. Everybody.
Anybody and everybody. We have a few people who identify as straight. We have men, women, people who identify as non-binary, anything and everything between.
And who would you compete against?
Well, we do. We have recently competed in Paris for the World Cup Games, which was great. And we actually came away with the most medals out of any other rowing club in the world.
Well,
we're international.
International. Yeah. We mostly row in Victoria, and we compete against a number of the clubs, and some of the clubs have been around for a couple of hundred years, and we perform well. This weekend we won state sprint championships.
I did, actually, not you. We did.
I know, I did as well. I was in your boat.
Oh, you're with me.
And where's your medal?
So upset.
Do you carry your medal with you?
No, that's terrible.
They're all too heavy to carry, darling. Nick paid. No, but I think a lot of people get under the impression that it's all about fitness and strength, but it's actually a sport that requires skill and patience, and you don't have to be really fit to row very well. It's all about
whatever
the legs.
That would be
all
arms.
About the legs.
What you're showing us is fine.
Even this tuck shop weight,
you can still
arms,
row with tuck shop arm.
He can catch the wind.
Yeah. Actually, that's what you
use
want.
Use it as a sail. Absolutely.
We'll tighten you up there.
Thank you.
And I believe one of your patrons is the Honourable John. Michael Kirby.
He is.
Do you get him in LIFRA down there at 4 o'clock in the morning, rowing?
He would refuse.
He wouldn't refuse watching everybody in LIFRA. But no, he's been fabulous patron, and we've named one of our boats after him.
We've named two boats after him.
What's it called? The Easy Kirby? Or Welcome to Kirby? He's a high judge. We're allowed to say what we like.
Well, he has 9 people rowing him every morning, so.
But we need to talk. Our favourite time of the Olympics, I find, is when the rowers get their medals, because there's always one that looks a little bit excited to be receiving his medal.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, I've been told it's because of all the lycra movement in the rowing.
Well, it's the adrenaline, apparently. It's pumping that much adrenaline through the body.
Well, I wish it happened to me. It really does. And it moves away. It moves northwards. I look better before I go in a boat than after.
So how can people join the Argonauts? How can they be a part of this inclusive club?
We run regular Learn to Row programs. Our next one is on the 16th of February. It's a really fun 2-day over the weekend event, and then you get access to the club for 4 weeks, where you'll work with our coaches and our coxes and other people in the club, learn how to row, learn how to like get that right stroke, work with the coxes, and really understand what you're actually doing.
God, I love talking to you boys. Cox stroke, I'm erected as we're talking, aren't we?
The only trouble is he can't drink, so you'll never get him down there.
No. So do I turn up to the Dirty Brown River, the Yarra, one day, and just jump out on a boat and go, hello, guys, I'm here to stroke?
We are not river people.
Oh, okay.
We row in Albert Park Lake. The best way to get in touch with this is through the website, melbourneargonauts.com.au.
Fantastic.
All the details are on that.
Yeah.
Well, you will. And definitely, we're going to put it on our page as well, Tom and Warren, so we'll put our link onto there, so if they want to come along and check. Andy's taken some lovely photos of you handsome men. Thank you so much for coming down. Enjoy your rest of the carnival.
Thank you. Happy midsummer.
And we'll be seeing you stroking down some public toilet very shortly.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Pleasure. You're with Tom and Warren, with special guest Wayne, at the Melbourne Midsummer Carnival 2019.
Joy, broadcasting live from Midsummer Carnival, thanks to our sponsor, Dr. Bros.
You're with Tom and Warren and special guest Wayne. We're down here at the Melbourne Midsummer Carnival 2019. We're live from our tent. Come on down and say hello. We're selling merchandise. I'm selling Wayne's virginity. I mean, I know, God, you lost that a long time ago, didn't you? But look, I've got to behave myself because I've got special people here today. My favourite woman in blue. It's, of course, Joy's own Gabby Glow.
Hi.
And we've also got the lovely Will from the Glow Show.
Tom, how are you going?
Excellent. And say hello to the ugly one over there,
Wayne.
Too.
Hi, Wayne. Yeah. So good to see you.
Can you arrest him?
Which one?
Tom.
Yeah. Oh, Tom. Yeah, you're later on. I do that pretty much once a week, don't I, Tom?
Yeah, I know.
So, Gabby, you're down here at the Melbourne Midsummer Festival today representing the beautiful, the LGBT police officer at our community. How's it going today?
So good. We've probably got about 30 glows that have come from all over the state, and one's come from Orwell, for crying out loud.
Really?
For the day. And we're just walking around, mingling with people, chatting to them, getting photos and selfies with them.
Gabby, I have seen some very, very bad dressed people today. Have you arrested anyone for some fashion faux pas yet?
We're not the fashion police, Tom. I don't think I even know what good fashion is, so I couldn't arrest someone for that.
Well, sweetheart, you've got the lovely Will there with you, and he's Mr. Fashion Guru himself.
Everyone reckons I'm Mr. Fashion Guru. I'm more than Mr. Mediocre.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I have heard Mr. Meaty Yoka, but I mean, I thought that was your grinder name. Yeah.
Wow, you never know.
But I must admit, Gabby, it's been really good, like, just walking around the carnival today and just having the presence of your team here. It's just been amazing. And the smiles on their face, and I've actually seen, you know, people stopping and asking questions and things like that. So it's really refreshing and nice to see the police here helping and supporting the LGBTI community at Carnival.
Yeah, most of us look forward to Carnival Day every year. We all put our name down on the roster and everyone wants to work it. So it wasn't too long ago when I was struggling to get 4 or 5 people working for the event, and I think today we've got 35 that are staggered throughout the day. So we all love coming here.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And what do you think of the change? So you've been coming here for a few years, and we were saying this at the beginning of the show. I'm loving seeing families. You know, there's prams, there's children getting around. You know, go back 10 years ago and it was just men with their shirts off and, you know, like, it's basically what it was.
Yeah, and no pants on sometimes.
Well, we're waiting until 7 o'clock tonight when that happens, isn't it? No pants 7 once Gabby Glow goes home.
Yes, please let me go home first. Yeah, it's certainly changed. There's it gets busier every year, and I think the weather this year has helped it get a lot more people along. And all these beautiful little puppy dogs come walking past. And I'm talking about people with puppy dogs.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the dogs.
Yeah, but it has changed. It's become a much more family event, and it's great.
Well, that's good. And that is across the board in the LGBT community. We're not the same people as we were 10 years ago. We're maturing as well. Yes. Well, I'm getting younger and prettier. The rest of you are maturing, let me tell you.
No, we're all getting younger.
So, Will, we've got the Glow Show every Monday from 6:30, and you're the man that keeps it together.
Well, I am. We are. Well, no, it is a bit of a team that keeps it together. And, it's Gabby and I. We work very hard, very closely. And it's quite representative of that. You know, we're connecting our community, my community, with the police force, which is really, really important. We are family. We are one. We can talk and communicate with each other. And we share each other's, you know, wishes and dreams and aspirations. And I think that's what the important thing is about the show.
Definitely. And what's the exciting things we can look forward to for 2019 for the Glow Show?
Well, we're returning after a quick break this Monday night at 6:30.
Monday,
we're doing Transit Police. We're also
training police.
Transit.
That is going to be great. I'd love to see some bitch in 6 inch heels take down some man on a tram. Oh, we pay for that stuff.
But we're going to be having a new recruits episode sometime this year as well, which we're really, really looking forward
to. Can I be part of that recruit?
You can if you want.
How can I recruit a hot policeman?
But like, yeah, here's a good opportunity. Yeah.
Well, that's you. Excuse me, sir, you've got good muscles. Would you put on a blue uniform?
It's a little bit more technical than that, but it's a good start.
Oh, thank you. That's good.
And obviously, we're going to have the Highway Patrol episode.
I love that episode.
Yeah, Highway Patrol's a regular. We'll also have Socket in regularly. And I believe we're having Tess Walsh in as well. Commissioner who's...
Because, you know, me and Wayne live out in the west, and we quite often see our suburb appear on Highway Patrol. And every time it comes on and I see the local, he looks at me and goes, bastard, have you been taken? No, darling, I haven't been here. It's going to happen, Wayne. No, it's never going to happen. I'm a good boy.
You behave on the roads.
Well, lucky.
He doesn't drive.
Oh.
So you're with Tom and Warren and our special guest, Wayne, and we've got the lovely Gabby Gloren Will from the Glow Show. We're at Melbourne Midsummer Carnival 2019. Come on down. We're trying to sell you stuff. We've got beautiful T-shirts to go.
But yeah, definitely, if you're sitting at home and bored on a Sunday, please come down. The weather's amazing.
Yes.
Tennis has got too hot, apparently, so they're all now moving over here. So
No.
The population's amazing.
Have you seen the tennis? Half of them are LGBTIQ. They've all gone on the stop so they can come over here and get on in a public toilet. Oh, no, you're not going to do that. A cubicle. You know what happened.
I almost fell off my chair, Tom.
I forgot I'm with the police.
Go and patrol the toilets now.
Look, you're with Tom and Warren. Thank you so much, Gabby. You know how much we love and respect you.
And same back to you.
Today we're broadcasting live from Midsummer Carnival. Come on down and meet the team. And it's all thanks to Joy sponsor Dr. Bronners.
You're with Thursday's Tom and Warren and our special guest Wayne here at the Melbourne 2019 Midsummer Carnival. Come on down along the river here at Alexander Gardens. We've got a couple hours to go. We've got our Joy merchandise stand here ready to sell all some wonderful stuff while Wayne and I broadcast from next to him. But Before that, we're going to talk to the wonderful Ben from Morning Glory, Wednesday 6:30 to 9.
I almost want to say good morning, but it's good afternoon.
Oh, how good morning.
Oh, I never even see this time of day. What's that?
It's good evening, good afternoon, or good evening.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night here in the Truman Show.
That is true. So, you've been over there selling some lovely merch, and tell us what they can come on down and what can they get.
We've got t-shirts for $25. They look so good. I've already bought one.
You have?
I've cut it with scissors. I'm turning into a crop top.
Well, if you're not going to bedazzle it, bitch, what the hell are you wearing it for? I mean, really?
And you know what? We've got the in thing for the season.
What's in this? What's
in
there?
Tote bag.
The tote bag. I'm loving the
$15.
It's gorgeous.
Listen, there could be no more whinging about going to Coles and having to pay 20 cents for a plastic bag. Come on here, buy a tote bag from Joy, and you can take it around. You can be here, you can be queer. Let me tell you, it'll probably make you pick up, too.
Best of all, you get to beat me and Gabe because we're here till 4 o'clock.
Oh, they're fantastic.
We'll give you a badge and a smile, and we'll even give you a bar of soap from Dr. Bronner. It's all organic.
And a sticker.
And a bumper sticker. I won't tell you where I'll put that. Have we gone too far? We already have.
No, because I was going to say, you come on over and see Ben and Gabe and you get Morning Glory.
Wow.
In the afternoon.
Oh, no, I'm Brad Red.
Hey, I've got a fan here.
So far, Ben, you've been walking around. What has jumped out at you here at the carnival? What's grabbed you?
I think, you know, even just with everything with gay marriage that we had a year ago, after everything that we still have, it's so great to just still get together.
Yeah.
Be as one, see the community, maybe see some people you've met before in quotation marks that you don't want to see again.
They're the ones you try to avoid.
But, you know, it's still always so great to get together after everything that we've been through. So,
and especially on a beautiful day like that today. We all come down, you actually can see smiles on everyone's face. Nobody's miserable.
We're all happy.
We're not going to work tomorrow. I've decided as mayor of Melbourne.
Well, I don't have work tomorrow, so I'm going to enjoy the day.
I think Sally might have a bit of a say.
Listen, I had dinner with the mayor of Melbourne the other week, and I'm assistant mayor of Melbourne. Every queer can have tomorrow off. If you're coming down here, you buy a Joy t-shirt, I'll give you a note for tomorrow off.
This is like a Bob Hawking.
I know.
Exactly. Australia couple.
Have the night off. But you know what I'm loving this year? The parasols back. The amount of parasols, and not just every, you know, normal plane.
I wish I had a little umbrella.
I've seen bedazzled. I have seen ones that have got, like, beanies stuck on it. But the parasol has made a comeback this year.
Well, you got to be sun smart.
Well, sweetheart, the problem is you've been out of fashion for so long, the parasol has never left us trendy ones. We've always had a parasol somewhere. I'm ready to pull one out.
And now
right
we're
now.
Doing marriage counselling. I love it.
Well, look, it was Tom and Wayne at the Midsummer Carnival. We're having a great day. I'm getting a tan on. I'm about to get all my clothes off. I'm going to have it all over
tan. You're deliciously brown.
I know this is what happens, isn't it?
Slut.
Thank you, guys.
Joy, broadcasting live from Midsummer Carnival, thanks to our sponsor, Dr. Bronner's.
You're with Tom and Warren and our special guest Wayne here at the Midsummer Carnival 2019 along the Alexander Gardens at the river here in beautiful Melbourne. Come on down. We've got a couple more hours before we start closing off the stall. You can come down and get a beautiful t-shirt, some badges, even a tote.
Oh, you got to get the tote bag. Tote bag's amazing this year.
So did you get over and have a look at the dog show? Did you see the winner?
No.
What was the winning bitch?
I have no idea.
I thought I was your winning bitch.
Oh, no.
No. That's really rude, isn't it? So we've had a fantastic day here. We've got to talk to some very attractive
those
men.
Those Argonaut boys, Jesus.
And we went down there and we tried to pull up get a footballer. There's plenty of going down here. Food is fantastic.
There's something for everything down here this year. You know, whether it's a bit of eye candy, whether it's a bit of food, dog watching. There's something for everyone.
And did you know there's even gay liberals here as well?
Really?
Oh, did go by.
Oh, wash your mouth out.
That happens, doesn't it? And Wayne's getting a kiss live on air. Lovely, that's good to see. Look, you come on down to the Midsummer Carnival. We're just finishing
up. I can't believe the hour's gone so quickly.
It has really flown. We've sold lots. What have you sold today?
Hey, I've done the trifecta, so they're out of the competition. So Creepy Andy's been keeping tally here. And so far, I've got the trifecta. I've got a bag, I've got the tote, I've got the t-shirt, and I've got a membership. What have you got?
I did nothing.
Besides dehydrated, sunburnt, and ain't cranky.
Well, that's how it works, doesn't it? So we're getting very excited. We're coming up to the end of our cross. After us here, we're going off to the Sunday Arts program. How exciting is that?
Oh, okay.
But, you know, listen to Joy, listen to the Sunday Arts. Come on down here. this, we're going to off all night. We've got the tea party dance that goes on. There's plenty of entertainment, lots of food. Let me tell you, the sun is still out down here at the garden. God, you've got hours to go.
If you want to come and relax and have a few lemonades on the grass, enjoy yourself.
That is true. Look, remember, you can catch Tom and Warren on Thursday morning, 6:30 to 9. Next week, we're going to have special guest Dylan again. We're still looking for Warren. Has anyone found Warren?
I think Warren's gone to the jungle, but he's hiding under a rock.
Well, we've got Gabby Glow onto the subject now, so she'll be out chasing him down.
She's got the sniffer dogs out.
She's got the sniffer dogs, yep. She's always going down. So we're on our way over now to go and talk to those lovely people from the Fostering Connections.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Wayne out adopted, but what I found out is it actually is about us adopting children. I thought it was about us getting rid of you.
Yeah, no, it's the other way around.
No, it's not. Well, look, we have coming to the end of our show. Thank you so much for being with us. It's with Tom, and what's your name?
It's Wayne, and it's been a pleasure.
We've been here at the Midsummer Carnival 2019 down along the river. We've got plenty more of Midsummer to go. We've got shows, we've got dances, and then we're going to have the Pride March. It's been a great year. The weather's been fantastic.
It's an incredible year. This is probably the biggest year I've seen so far. The amount of people down here this year has been amazing.
And it doesn't seem to be getting quieter.
No, it looks like it's getting busier.
Getting busier. Look, thank you so much for being here. We've had a lot of fun. Fantastic. Thank you. This is Tom and Wayne from the Tom and Warren Show. Catch us Thursdays morning, 6:30 to 9. Come on down. There's hours left of Midsummer Carnival. You're with Joy 94.9.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.